Have you ever met someone who you instantly knew was meant to be in your life forever? I'm not talking about the guy you took home from the bar one night after 11-7 rum and cokes. You know, the one who disappeared after making your vagina sing a lovely melody. I'm not even talking about the person you're dating, engaged to, or that you married. Sure, some people find that one person they know they want to spend the rest of their life with, making babies and growing old together with. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your soulmate, your real soulmate, the person who was put on this earth just to get you, not to breed with you. I met the love of my life, Jim, in college, and I did all those things that you're supposed to do with him. We fell in love, got married, had babies, and lived happily ever after. But I found my soulmate much earlier than that. I met her in high school. Ah, shut up. I'm not a lesbian. I'm talking about my best friend. My person. You might want to sit down for this next part, because when I tell you how we met, I'm sure you'll fall over laughing your ass off. There will be no judging how Claire and I met, or I will cut all of your mothers. We met during cheerleading tryouts. Shut up, I told you this is a judgment-free zone. Commiserating over our fellow female students bouncing around and squealing exactly like cracked-out puppies brought us together, but our bond kept us together. We shared so many commonalities that it even freaked us out. Our parents shared the same wedding anniversary. Somewhere in our ancient family tree, we shared the same last name and family crest. My first name is her middle name, and her first dog and I shared a name. I never met Liz the Beagle, but I heard she was an asshole who licked her twat all the time. Sounds about right. We liked all the same movies and books, and we finished each other's sentences. Claire and I met in the back of our high school gym, the only two girls in a group of 30, standing off on the sidelines with our arms crossed in front of us, and similar resting bitch faces plastered on. We've been through everything together. Losing our virginities, college, starting a successful business, marriage, children, the imminent marriage of our children. Through thick and thin and all the years in between, nothing could tear us apart. Or so I thought. Then that bitch had to go and give me the news that you never want to hear out of your best friend's mouth. I can already hear all of you saying to yourself, "Ah, shit, I wasn't expecting this. This is supposed to be funny, and what you're about to put us through is never funny." This is where I prove you wrong. The one thing this group has always had going for us is our sense of humor. Even when you get the worst news of your life, sometimes all you can do is laugh. This is the story of the day everything changed, the day we all began looking at life a little differently than we did before. It's also the story of how we almost got kicked out of a hospital, a funeral home, a tattoo shop, and a small handful of bars. So, basically, just another Tuesday. I feel like a little background is needed before we get into that whole crazy mess, though, so buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride.